Gimel de Chalamoid, Monday the 13th of October, Rabbi Tzvi Leibovitz, the last 8 psukim of the Torah.
I always think about the actual thing, we go around the circles, especially Sukkot, to go around with Dalad Minim, around, and then Simchas Torah, around and around. What does a round show? A round shows Nitzchias, right? That's the question of Klausel, we never finish, around and around. Shmuel is about Kodesh, Kodesh also three. You know, three is the beginning of a wheel. Yeah. Two is not a wheel, three is in a statistical circle, it never ends. So if somebody has a koyach of tmidus, like Dudi, it's amazing. He pulled this off the whole time. Michael Tevi also helps us out in the school. He shares his pieces with us. So it's Hashem Shemayim, it's not just for his organization. I would like to talk today about the last 8 psukim in the Torah, because in a few days we're going to be reading these psukim. And as you all know, it's a little bit different than the Kol HaTorah Kol, these are the last 8 psukim. Some of you maybe learned in the Menachos. Most probably, most of you saw this Gemara in Bava Basra. So the last eight psukim starts from Vayomer Shom Moshe Eved Hashem Be'eretz Moav. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter Be'eretz Moav, and Al Pi Hashem Vayikber Oisei Bagai Be'eretz Moav, and he was buried, and we all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried him. Mul Beis Po'oye, and it goes on the last eight psukim until it says L'chol Hayod HaChazoko L'chol HaMoira HaGodol HaShe'osa Moshe L'Ini Kol Yisroel. That's how last eight psukim in the Torah. So the Gemara Menachos, the famous Gemara, it's Bava Basra is said known better. So it starts off that Omar Rabbi Shua ba'Aba Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rav said the last eight psukim of the Torah, Yochid Koira Oisam. We'll soon speak of what it means. Yochid Koira Oisam. A Yochid reads it. Yochid. We'll soon see what it means. It's Nishal Dibashit. And the Gemara says, "Ooh, it doesn't look like that this girl is a Kula Alma, this statement. Because the Tanya, Vayomar Shom Moshe Eved Hashem, says the Gemara, Efshe Moshe Chai, could it be that Moshe is still alive? And he says, Vayomar Shom Moshe, Ken the Chashayim, he's alive. How can he say Vayomar Shom Moshe? Moshe died when he's speaking. Elo, Amurgadiki Gemara, Ad Kan Moshe Kosav. Until here, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Mikan ve'ilech kosev Yeshua benun. The last few psukim in the Torah are not written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua benun wrote these psukim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, some say Nehemiah said it. So Moshe Rabbeinu chiddush. Omar le'Rav Shimon, Efshe Sefer Torah chosav oisachas. Do you want to tell me that the Sefer Torah wasn't a complete thing when Moshe Rabbeinu left it? How could it be such a thing? Ken Chishan also says, Sefer Torah chosav. It says Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, "Lekoyach a sefer haTorah." I said, "Take this sefer haTorah. A sefer, if you take out a sefer out of the Zvorim cupboard and it's missing a couple of pages on the end, it's not called a sefer. A sefer is a complete thing. How could it be that a sefer haTorah is not complete?" Elo ad kan al kodesh bochu uimer. There's two gifts in the Gemara. I'm going to do the one that I'm going to try to work with. Ad kan al kodesh bochu uimer. Until here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Umoyshe Oymer V'Koysev, that's what Rashi's guess is. And Mikam, so Hashem was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I write it. And Mikam V'Eilech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer, Umoyshe Koysev B'Dema. And Moshe Rabbeinu is writing, Dema L'Choyle means Dema is tears. Okay, there's a few short things. Some say he was actually writing with tears. He wasn't using ink. He was using tears to write. Some say, no, he was writing it, but he was crying when he was writing. Moshe Rabbeinu mess. Yeah, there's a few shot. The mice had a little agavdikah thing. You know, there's a big shmooze when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta. If it was on Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. Tosfos brings different shittas. One of the tainas says, how could it be he was nifta on Shabbos? How could he write on Shabbos? So if it was bedema, bedemois, it's not a ksiva that has a kiyum. That's one of the ways out of the problem. If he wrote actually with tears, it wasn't a ksav shel kayom. Yeah?
But he wrote the whole sentence.
Pardon?
He wrote
30 to 40. Oh, sorry. That's a different problem. Not everybody, it's interesting, when they ask the kasha, they don't ask that. They ask, they ask this Nakoda, right? They don't mention that. I saw in the Motcha brings that about the 18 Sefer Torahs. How would that work with them? Maybe finish them all off, actually. It's much better, but yeah, you're on 30
Sefer Torahs. Shabbos didn't die yet. You're still alive in your world.
Pardon?
Still alive in your
world. Yeah, but if it was Shabbos, how's it possible?
No, but he died on Shabbos. So he wrote it before.
No, which says Hayom Hazeh. He wrote this day. Hayom Hazeh, he wrote this 18 Sefer Torahs. The kid says, I'm just going away from the subject a little bit, because it's interesting to ask. Sofer brings down that somebody wanted to say that he made Hashvos HaKulmas. He made Tad Hashem, and the pen was writing. Yeah? So ask the Kasha, very ashamed. They made Hashem, the Bach, how did the Bach write so much in such a long, short time? It's a shame that makes the pen write. So the Chul Sam Sofer, they say it's very nice, but if a person's Mechuyev, is Chayev Bashvos HaSkelov. It was his pen. You can't have your Kelim working on Shabbos, even though Moshe wasn't writing, but your thing that belongs to you, how could there? So the Kitzchus and Sefer said, listen, it's not a normal Ksav, it's not their Ksiva, anyway. Right? So even if it's Nishkan Amal Ksiva, so it's okay. That's a little Nekuda. I might suppose the Shonim say that Moshe made a Cheshon, and Moshe made was Nifta Erev Shabbos. It wasn't on Shabbos, that sorts out the problem. But it's brought in Tosfos and Amatcha, this Nekuda. Fine? We have over here a machloek that's going on. I want to tell you that the Eben Ezra brings the shitta, the first shitta, that the Torah with Finibram by Yeshua Ben Nun and the Chaim HaKodesh is very not happy about Eben Ezra quoting that. He thinks it's very dangerous to say this Gemara, because then you start saying, this is what a lot of Apikosim said, that the Torah was messed around by later on. It wasn't the Torah Chesuma, Yeshua Adon. Once you start saying that it's dangerous, the Chaim HaKodesh says, no, but you can't say that. Pshat, let's say the other Malach in the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu finish it off. It's just very interesting. Although the Eben Ezra brings it down, the Chaim is vigorously, he doesn't want that Pshat in the Beis Medrash. So now the Gemara says that because from this halacha, that Yochid Oimro, we'll soon see what it means, it's Yochid Oimro, the Gemara says, it looks like Pashtus, it looks like the Yeshua Ben Nun was the one that wrote it. Because if not, why should it be different? If Moshe wrote it, why should it be different the rest of the Torah? Mishnah Yeshua Ben Nun wrote the last 8 Pesukim, so therefore there should be a din, a special din, that is different than the rest of the Torah. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. Yochid, we'll soon see what it means, the Yochid should say it. But if the other Pshat is true, that he was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, B'dem, or whatever it means, why should there be a difference between that and the rest of the Torah? It was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, no, I could go according to both Pshatim, because after all, it's different than the rest of the Torah. It's not the same. There was a bit of a difference. The rest of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in one way, and this he wrote in a different way, therefore the halacha may be different. And let's go into a little bit, a few shittas. What does it mean, Yochid Oimra? What does it mean, Yochid? So first, Rashi, obviously. Rashi says that you can't be mafsik. There's 8 psukim, so we know, minimum they're allowed to read is 3, you know, right? 3 people could read minimum. So that's if you have 8 psukim, so divide it into 2, 4 and 4. Or 3 and 5, yeah, there's no problem. But Rashi says, no, these psukim, you mustn't be mafsik, one person must read the whole thing. Now I was thinking, what's the pshat from them? Why is that? Yeah, what's the pshat? We'll soon see other pshat, which will make sense. Because it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu in a different way, or it was written by Yeshua, you know, so therefore you mustn't have 2 people being oiled in those psukim. What is the reason for that? Yagati Matzosi. I found the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Egan of Pshat, doesn't say in the Rishonim, he says that because it's different than the rest of the Torah, we give it a different din than the rest of Kriyas HaTorah. Because it's different than the rest of the Torah, it was written or by Yeshua or Moshe Rabbeinu or Tabedema, so therefore we give a bit of a different halacha to it. Although the whole Torah, you could have every 3 psukim, somebody else could be oila. I wouldn't suggest it's in the shul. Imagine every 3 psukim, somebody else is oila. Some shuls, they do that. But I wouldn't suggest it. But because the Maisa, it is different than the rest of the Torah, so therefore make a bit of a different halacha. No, but it's the Mishnah Berurah. The Maisa is Medayik in Losh HaGemara. I think it's Medayik in Losh HaGemara. It's a deal. That's one pshat. Next pshat is, the Shita Mekibetzes brings the pshat in Baba Basra. And he said, Azoy, that, I'm sorry, let me go to the Meshulam pshat first. The Meshulam says, brought in Tosfos, it used to be that the Shliach Tzibur would read along with the Oila. You know, the Yemenite shuls, the person's Oila, he reads himself. Right? Everybody's Oila. The Shliach Tzibur used to read along. So, Doshtet HaHalacha, these 8 psukim, you shouldn't read along with the Oila, only one person should read it.
shouldn't read along with the Oyla. One person should read it. That's what the Mishulam says. So he's attacked by Tosfos. He says in the days of Chazal, in the Gemara, that minig wasn't around anymore. There was only one person read. So what are you telling us? There's only one code. This was an ancient minig even before Chazal, that they used to have two people saying along. We paskin that only one person should read it. So in the days of the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara should say, this part, only one person should read it. The whole Torah would do that way. Lamaisa, Rabba Banel, says a very nice teretz. Very nice teretz. He says, the whole Torah, as I mentioned before, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said it, and then Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and then he wrote it. So Lamaisa, there was two, it was being said by two. By Kodesh Baruch Hu and by Moshe Rabbeinu. But over here is given only HaKodesh Baruch Hu said it, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. We're going to come back to this very important point. So in the whole Torah, it was in a scene from two people, Hashem and Moshe. Here there was only HaKodesh Baruch Hu saying it. So it says the Babanel, usually, we made Chazal already, only one person used to read. But the halacha is an exception. If that person is not confident, you're allowed to help him along. You can help him along. State in the Gemara, these eight psukim don't bring somebody that can't read alone, because these eight psukim were said only by the Ribbono Shel Olam alone. Let's keep it that way. That's how the Babel says pshat. Very nice pshat. Sure. And that's the pshat for the Ben Mishulam. Lama Tosfos is not happy with it, but the Babel sticks up for the Ben Mishulam. The Shittim Gebrat brings a different pshat. He says that you read these eight psukim biyochid means that it should have in its own person that's oiler to these eight psukim. Its own, because you can read more than eight psukim, read 10, 20 psukim. No, you should stop just before the eight psukim, and somebody else should be oiler for those eight psukim. We don't have that for a minute. Yeah? We'll soon see. But somebody should be oiler, but those eight psukim. Not what's the reason for that? The reason is very posh. To show that these eight psukim are different than the rest of the Torah. Make sure people have seen. Not to read it along from the beginning. You have an individual person's oiler for these eight psukim, and the reason is posh to show this is different. Or Yeshua said it, or Moshe Rabbeinu said it, but them. And finally, before we go to the Rambam, the Motcha says a new pshat. The Motcha says Yochid means a Talmud Chacham. A yochid, a miyuchad, a special person you should call up for those psukim. Not any old fellow, a special guy that's choshed a person should be oiler. What's the reason for that? Anybody could say pshat. I thought the answer got the pshat. What's pshat? Why punt the Talmud Chacham? If anything, it's Yeshua said it, not Moshe Rabbeinu. So I was thinking, because we may think that those eight psukim are not so important. Yeah, wait, Yeshua Benun said it. Bedema. Pardon? I thought Ephraim was going to be dead. Yeah, but the only... The show, although it's a bit different, Moshua did it, and maybe Moshe Bedema, it's a choshava career. That's what I'm thinking. I didn't see it in the poskim. Ulai, it's right.
It really
now,
is. Samuel
said it. All the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. Only changed that everywhere Hashem said, Moshe said, and Moshe wrote. Here Hashem said, and Moshe wrote straight away. Now, the Maisa, if you, all of you are shtickle baledictuk, we have to understand, does it fit the Lashon Yochid with all these pshatim? Now, let's get this clear. There's Yochid and Rabim, and there's Echon and Shnayim. You understand that difference? Yochid and Rabim, and Yochid means individual person, and Rabim means a multitude of people. Then there's Echon and Shnayim, one or two. So let's say the Moshe Rashi's pshat, that you should have only one person, should be Oyler, would be better the Lashon Echod, not Yochid, right? You can kvetch that pshat still. Chmeis, Reb Meshulam pshat, but it shouldn't be two people together. Echod koira, not Yochid koira. Chmeis, the pshat of Meshulam Gebet says that it should be a red... Echod, one person should be oiled to this bit. And okay, according to the last pshat about the Motcha, it's ganz good, Yochid, because Yochid means miyuchad. The Motcha is ganz good. The Rambam comes along and says, pshat. Boy, really good pshat. He says Yochid Koyre means Yochid. I mean, if I would say the word Yochid, what do you all think? What does Yochid mean? Yichidus. So what do the Rambam? The Rambam says that these eight psukim, you can read Yichidus. I'll read you the Rambam. What do you think? Mamash pshat. Poshit pshat in the Gemara. Less than 10 people. The Ravid, listen to this. The Ravid gives the Rambam. Omar Avraham, lo yishamaru dover zeh be'oilo. We never heard such a thing. What? Shanai zakris ha'toyra? Less than 10 people. What's too tzach though? And he goes right and he says, it's a very, very strange thing. Then he finished off, v'tzivu heichen holchu. Where did the people go away suddenly? Oh, so he's saying they went to have a drink. It's simchas Torah. You know? The tzibu, that's what he finished off. Where did he go, the tzibu? So let's think a little bit about the Ravid. What the Ravid is asking. It's very, very interesting. The Ravid says, tzibu, where did they go, the tzibu? He's asking, like, suddenly there's a minion and then they all disappear. What's happened? They're running out. Yeah? Okay, this is the kiddush and it's getting to the long kiddush of Torah and it disappears. Lamaisa, the Migdal always asks the Moira the Kakasha. Deze Rashalmi, the Rift brings it down. We all know. You all know this halacha. And it's brought by Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. If you start reading the Torah with Tzibur, you have 10 people. You can't start without 10 people because Kol Dovish B'Kedusha needs a minyan. Yeah? So you start off with 10 people. And then, Shteti Rashalmi Kriyas and the Rift brings it down as Kepaskim. Your Ein Kodem B'Torah Pochis Miyud, Hischilu B'Yud, V'yotzu Miktsoson Goybrim. You started with 10, and some of them left, you're allowed to finish off. Right? So what's the Ravid say? Like, such a strange thing. Where did they go, the tzibur? There's halacha. It's brought down in Shami a lot of things, a lot of tefillah b'tzibur. 10 people are there, right? I just heard some people say, even though it's chalamoy, they have some things to do. But people have to do things, for some time, you know? People have a certain nisatskos, daf machin, gewisse machin. Can't have tightness in them. There's halacha, it's brought down again and again. The Shami brings up 10 examples, different things. So what's the rabbi say? Like, where did they go? That people go away in the middle of davening, right? You know, that's how it works. What's the case of that? And remember, if you go a bit weiter, we understand that the end of the Rambam is very schwer. What does the Rambam say? That a Yochid can read it. I mean, are we starting Kriyas HaTorah here? This is where you start Kriyas HaTorah? No, we start it from the beginning. And when you start Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have a minyan. So what does the Rambam say? So, because the Zichah started with the minyan, so what does the Rambam say? That in the end, if not everybody's there, it's okay. Thank you very much. That's a normal halacha. Today's Kriya, if you take out the Sefer Torah, you call up the Kohen, there's a minyan, and then some gentlemen go for a walk, yeah? You carry on. Doesn't halacha. So, Be'etzem, it doesn't make sense. What's the Chiddush of the Rambam? The Yochid Koira. It's a boy of the Kasha.
What's the Lush of Yochid? It's not much about 9 people.
Yeah. Oh, Yochid, you mean like one person?
It sounds like one.
Very good. Very good. Very good. 1 minute, we'll get there. Yeah, fine. Okay, let's get this kasha nochmo. We zicha start with a minyan, yeah? Because he can't start. Ein dover shibakdusha, pochas ma'asoha. Now what's then? So some people went away. So the Rambam said, this special din, but these tzukim, Yochid Koyna, let's get the Losh Rambam nochmo. Mutter likhzat vetil, the pochas ma'asoha. 1 minute. That's the reason, the pochas ma'asoha. Listen to the Losh Rambam. He's knocking out the Yochid, yeah?
That's what the Rambam
says. Yeah, Pachas Ma'asara. Okay, like, come on to the Shitz Rambam. Pachas Ma'asara, I mean, that's the normal halacha. If a few people walk away, you're allowed to be Mavshik. And Chashavti, maybe that's the Ravid's Kasha. What did the Ravid say? What's the Lashna Ravid? Tzibu Heichen Holchu. Where did the Tzibu go? Could be the Ravid means they haven't gone away. If there's left, Eshtikel Oilam, it's still called Tzibu. Right? Could be that Ravid means that. Tzibu Heichen Holchu doesn't mean where did they go. He means to say, they're not gone. Al Pi Halacha, they're still called Tzibu. As long as there's an Oilam left, that's the normal Halacha. If some go away, right, it's still called Tzibu. They didn't go away, they're but they're still here. Could be that's the Ravid's cash. Can that?
Because you're not allowed to go out to the bar and the secretary.
Okay. Shteitan Shechon Och Tachet, these people are Oiz V'Hashem, it says that they attain on them, yeah? But we can, Benegia us, we can carry on. That's their problem. Yeah? We don't have to get all frantic because they went and closed the Sefer Torah. We should carry on and finish. So maybe the Rambam is saying, Tzibu Leichel Ocho, the Tzibu, that's not called going away. The Tzibu is still, because we started the Tzibu, still the Tzibu. Could be that Pshat. Kenza. Ooh, it's getting late. Okay. So now, Mekenash HaZizor. Let's get this clear. There's two halachas. Yeah? There's one halacha is, Ein Dovash Bekdusha Pochus Me'asoro. Ein Dovash Bekdusha Pochus Me'asoro. You want to say Dovash Bekdusha, which includes the Torah, Baruch Hu, Chazos HaShatz, you must have 10 people. Why? Chavos. Because we all know that it brings, it's Eidol, it comes out a certain Kedusha. When 10 Yidin come together, that's such a gewaltige Sache to be for the Asor Rishonim. Because you are going in the Ashros Ashkenah, you have invited the Shkenah. Imagine somebody goes and opens up the doors, comes to the Goyse, Tamachochim, the Goyse, Abel's gone, comes, and you are there to greet him. Or forget, you bring him in. It's a Dama Choshev. Yeah, you come, he's been there, and you come, you turn up. If you're for the Asor Rishonim, you bring the Rishonim in the Shkenah. Right, so that's the idea of the Shekhinah. Once the Shekhinah is there, even the Shekhinah is dot, as long as there's some Yid left in this medrash, the Shekhinah doesn't go away. Yid is here. Imagine we leave over the Klai Yisroel. That's the idea. That's why if Mitzvos don't go away, you can carry on. The Shekhinah is here, not going to go away until the last Yid is left. You know, belongs to Yid, is going to stay there. Shekhinah, that's one of them. But now that the Nochad did is dot, that store certain things that need tzibur. Rabbin. We need rabbin. We want it to be called a tfilas rabbin. Kiris HaToyre needs a rabbin. The Rambam writes needs a rabbin. Now, in all type of rabbin means 10. Yeah? But we have a din, ruboy kekuloy. That's the halacha. As long as there's 6, you still have a rabbin. It's only 6. Ruboy kekuloy. Yeah, that's how it works. So in order to get the Shekhinah, to invite the Shekhinah, we need 10. Then a few can go away, that's until 4 people go away, it's okay. Right? And even more, maybe 9 go away, the Shekhinah is still there, but it's not called a rabbin. Okay? So therefore, the din is, they always say, I bring a book of the Karaita, the Poshtaraya. You know, we need Shish Mispalim. What's the Shish Mispalim business? The other don't have to doubt, the others to be learning or something, what's the Pshat? Pshat Zazoy, in order to bring the Shekhinah, I need 10 Eden. In order to make it a tfilas rabbim, you need shisha mispalim. Rav, minyan, the davening is called that 10 people davened.
So when you start Shmonesah, how many do you need?
Pardon?
When you start Shmonesah, how many do you need?
You should have 6 starting with you.
6 is enough?
Yeah, but it should be 10 in the room. 10 in the room, 6 starting. That's be'etzim enough. Yeah? Ruba tikula. Yeah? Okay, you can't stand the apostle or machbe, but be'etzim, that's all you need. Sure, so now let's get back to the Rambam. So it goes to Pshat the Rambam. What's the Rambam telling us? And although normally you need a rabbin, here you don't need a rabbin. Don't dafmanish. And here, more than four go away, it's left a small oilam, you can still carry on. Yeah, and that's very good. That's what Mr. Wiesenthal said a minute ago. The Loshna Gemara, Yochid, is much more very stark there. It's a Yochid, it's not a rabbin anymore. But that's the chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam says that these tzuk by learning pshat in the Gemara, Yochid means kibshuta. Yochid means a Yochid, not a rabbin. So even although we started off, we had to have 10 people in the Besmeldish, but if, as the gentleman said before, they went to have kiddush, one went, another one went, only left with 5 or 4 or 3, you can still carry on. I create a third is the din of rabbin, this tikkun create a third is different. But of them took the rabbin, of them took the rabbin, let's go, the rabbin says, so now we can maybe understand a bit of a different shot. Normally, this halacha that some people disappear, what do we say? How many disappear? A meal disappears. That's normally the halacha that I told you. The Rishalmi and the Rif brings down. A meal of people that disappear, that we understand. But a rob, that doesn't make sense. That's the Rav's kasha. About that, I know the halacha that people disappear. Yeah? So it happens that some people go out of a shul. Okay, 1, 2, 3. But a rob? Or 50%? That's not normal anymore, right? Normal people come to davening; they come to the duration of the whole service, as one says. That derives time, but the Rambam still holds fast. Zayin shitta. Shai. Then the Rogatchover says a very nice thought. It looked a little bit of a different mahalach. It's a chap from the Rogatchover. He tells that these last 8 psukim is a new kriyas haTorah. It's a new Kriyas HaTorah. Like when we read the end, Mr. Hashem, we're going to read Simchas Torah. It's a new Kriya. It's like you take out the Sefer Torah again. So Shvadach Man of Kimina, if it's a new Kriya. If it's a new Kriya, you can't say I have left. Rob of the Minyan is left. Because it's a new start. That's the Rogachava says. That's how he says the Rambam Shvadach. Because it's a new Kriya, Sanaya's Choli, you need a Gansu Elam again. He says a very nice thing. You know, there's a Toysus of Megillah. The big controversy about the Haftorah we read on Zoysa Baruch. Toysus is brought down. The Gemara is brought down. You read from Vayamet Shlomo. Shlomo stood up and he gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Toysus brings down the minigis to read Vayi Achim Mois Yeshua. Toysus says, how can we go against the Gemara? Minikadmoin still is shmei. The Rosh Hashanah says a very nice word. It says the Haftorah is always an Enakriya. Now Vezeis Habracha, what's Vezeis Habracha? It's Bracha is the Klal Yisrael, right? The last few Pesukim, what's the Kriya? Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Now it's two Kriyas. Of which Kriya should you say the Haftorah? Should you say Vayvoch Shloime, which is Bracha is the Klal Yisrael, like Vezeis Habracha, on the main Kriya? Or should you say the Haftorah of Yom Yisrael Binun, which is Be'etzem, the last eight Pesukim? That's the Rosh Hashanah in this whole thing. So now the Ma'aseh Dafan Fashtein, why Taka the Rambam Paskin? I want to tell you the Rambam Paskin like the Shitta that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it b'derma. If Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Bishlam Yeshua Benun wrote it. I understand it's different than the rest of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. My nafkimin it b'derma, yo b'derma, nish b'derma. Pardon? Oh yeah, but the my nafkimin Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. So why is it different than the rest of the Torah? Pardon? Okay, so.
So you can't write it where Yomos if he's still alive.
Yeah, but the Ma'aseh he wrote it about.
Doesn't make a difference. Still, he has to answer that point.
Oh, you're saying there is a kash. Okay. You're asking how does the Bedema answer? Okay, very good. And I'm asking also, the Ma'aseh Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, so why is it different? Bishlam Yeshua Benun wrote it, so it's a different part, it's different. It's not the same, not the same. Not as Dabazak, but if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, the Bedema was enough 2 minutes. So it's called a Kantavot for the Chaim. The scroll brings them in Menachos, very bekantavot. What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? What the hell is Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Because the Ma'aseh Tovid HaMelech is from the Navi, and I shayt to Ksuvim, the man of Kimenos. What the scroll is, the chilik is azoy. That the Nevi'im is, the Navi said the Nevuah, and then he wrote it down. It says, the Nevuah to Zogon to Klai Yisrael, he says the Nevuah, and then, Meshraikos, Ksuvim is nisht azoy. Ksuvim is, you write it, and then you read it. It's a different thing. It's a tzvita zach. Now, I told you I'm using Rashi's Gisa. Rashi's Gisa was the whole Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, and then he wrote. That's the Nevi'im, that's the Nevuah. Over here, Gisa's Rashi is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. He didn't say. It's an andere zach. It's an andere metzias. It's not the same thing. I don't know how exactly how it works in there. In the Loshen, he says, "Doshu pshat vayadeh avadecha neviim kosov leimah avadecha neviim." They said nevuah, then kosov. Baksum v'divrei kodshecho kosov leimah. It's only kosov. There's a chilik between these two things. Now, the gentleman before mentioned that hardly the mindset of emptying the kasha is sheker. Could be from Moshe Rabbeinu to say by Yomosh Shom Moshe. You can't write such. How can Moshe say by Yomosh Shom Moshe? You don't say it. You're writing future. Yeah? Okay. You don't like that. We can't write it. We'll talk later about that. Yeah? Ken Zayn Ksiv is not a problem. One last thing I want to tell you. I have another half a minute. Lamaise, I started a bit late, but I'll drop it. Lamaise, one last word from the Gaon. The Gaon says the Moed of the Kathing. The Gaon says, Eli Be'ilivri of Kim Chaim. Very, very, Ulam knows this. The Ramban says that how is it possible that Kashboch, we had the Torah year, thousands of years before Bria Soilam, the Khoshgen Kamar, Varom Avinu, Shishgen Kamitzrayim, so the famous Ramban of Agdom says that it was Torah the way it was, we just divided differently. That's what Ramban says. And it was Shemosh HaKadoshboch, which says besides the Shemosh that work out of, let's say, every 10th letter, every 11th letter, though, Posh should take the weight bridge and just divide the world differently. It's Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah, he showed us how to divide it the right way. So the Gaon Gevaldik, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Koseh B'dema means Meloshen Demai. Yeah? Dumua. Mixed. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it as one big thing. He was shemesh l'kodesh baruch hu. Later on came Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun told us how to divide it. So,
that covers the sheker part as well.
That covers the sheker part as well, exactly. That covers the sheker part because of all the sheker, be it shemesh l'kodesh baruch hu. Finally, the Ramban over there says that that's why it's so important. The world has evolved. Evolved as a choylam. Sometimes you do have evolved, sometimes you don't have evolved. No matter of kiminav, yes, vav, no vav. You read it the same anyway. Why the same for the apostles? He said, "Avadu," because it's kulam shemesh l'kodesh baruch. So I find it always a chizuk. Sometimes you come somewhere and you feel like, "What am I adding to this society? Mostly to me. What am I adding all over here?" The way you read this shul, the way you read this yeshiva, the way you read this family, I'm nothing. I'm a vav that you could miss me out. Yeah, the way you read it. Afa bevisn that every yid is always in the Torah, and shemoyt shemoyt baruch hu, and without you the shem is missing. Yeah, yet the yid is always in the Torah. That's why when the chazan the balkoyin misses something out, meshrayt vavos, because every yid is always in the Torah, and for every without yet the yid, the mishnah is a Torah psula. Amen.